NCI puts. An oldie but a goodie. This is agenda paper nine.
Agenda paper nine is about a new issue. We received a request from two submitters how a parent accounts for NCI put in its consolidated financial statements when the NCI put will or may be settled by the exchange of a variable number of the parent's own equity instruments. The issue is about whether the parent recognizes a financial liability on a gross basis or a derivative liability on a net basis. In the past, the committee and the board discussed the issues related to cash-settled NCI puts, and we think that the underlying questions were similar with the equity-settled NCI puts. Those issues were referred to the board, and the board is considering NCI puts comprehensively as part of the FICE project. As described in paragraphs 18 to 29 in this paper, the past discussions suggest that the scope of this issue is likely to be expanded to a broader group of similar arrangements, and this issue cannot be resolved efficiently within existing IFRS standards. Consequently, on the basis of those past discussions, we recommend not adding this issue to its agenda. The proposed wording for the tentative agenda decision is set out in Appendix A.
Please. Before we turn it over, we did get some comments already about the tentative agenda decision, and perhaps that the fourth paragraph is being a bit too categorical, that the issues raised in the previous discussions and the issues raised in for the share settled NCI put are exactly the same. So what we're going to suggest is we soften that paragraph. It's paragraph four of the tentative agenda decision. And instead, we suggest simply saying that the interpretations committee observed that it had discussed issues relating to cash settled NCI puts in the past, and those issues were referred to the ISB and are being considered as part of the FICE project, and then the rest of the tentative agenda decision would remain the same.
So you're proposing to, well, I got a couple of questions. Those are internal comments that we've received or from outside?
Internal,
okay. That doesn't make them without value, I was just curious. You're proposing to amend the paragraph on the basis?
It's paragraph.
The interpretations committee.
The committee.
Yeah. So the interpretations committee observed that the issue regarding equity settled NCI puts would lead to the same issues discussed by the interpretations committee in the past on similar NCI puts that are settled in cash. So we're just suggesting to soften that paragraph up and just simply say that the board has this. Sorry, the interpretations committee has discussed the cash settled NCI puts in the past, and it transferred that discussion to the board, and then the following paragraph would say, on the basis of its previous discussions, the interpretations committee noted that.
Okay. Any problems with those amendments? Martin?
I only have one question. In the March agenda paper 14A, we had two issues put over NCI. This was 33, 23, and 33, 24. So my question is this paper now on both submissions, or is it only one of these two submissions we had in that paper in March? We had an overview of these submissions we got as an interpretation committee, which are outstanding,
okay.
So to say. Oh. And the question is this paper here on both, because they have been.
There were two submissions on the same issue, and this paper.
But the submissions are absolutely on the same issue, so
yeah.
This is more or less being the brackets between. Okay,
yes.
Absolutely. Bob?
Yes.
I'm sorry that this issue was raised in the context of NCI puts and raised all those previous feelings. I just don't think that the core issue is dependent on NCI puts. I think that there's a issue underlying here that you can, I can give you an example that's outside of NCI and that really gets to what the issue is. And so let's say I had preferred stock.
Yeah.
And I've got a put on preferred stock. Now, if that put says that when it's exercised, I have to pay you cash for the preferred stock, the guidance is very clear that says, well, okay, you've got to record that as a gross liability. Some people believe that if in that put I put a feature that says I have the choice to pay you a variable amount of my common stock equal to that cash value, that now I no longer have to record that gross. So here's an example of, you know, it's the same thing as was described as the inside put, but it's not an NCI issue. It's, can I avoid the gross obligation by deciding to deliver you the same amount in variable number of shares, because 32 specifically talks about a gross redemption. It's in cash or financial assets. It doesn't talk about in variable number of shares. So I agree that this issue, yes, it is part of financial instruments with characteristics of equity, but I think it's narrow enough that we could deal with this.
But doesn't that, sorry, Bob, but doesn't your suggestion imply that it's actually broader to a broader range of instruments?
It's a broader range of transactions, but it's a narrow issue about whether it's that paragraph 23 and 32 is only limited to cash and financial assets and specifically excludes variable number of shares equal to that value.
And Bob, do you think we can keep it separate from the NCI put, the issues that come up when we were trying to deal with NCI puts?
Yeah, that's a think question. Yeah, just the way I described it, I think you can.
You'd be aiming toward the ability to use net accounting, not to have to use gross settlement accounting. John?
Yeah, I was just going to echo what Bob said. I mean, this is written in the context of a put on NCI, but it's not a put on NCI issue. It's a put on any type of equity instrument.
Own equity.
That's settled, you know, what that can be settled in a variable number of your own shares, and whether that's a gross liability or not. And it is an issue in practice, and there is diversity of views out there. So I mean, I would be in favor of taking it on, but I think when you put it in the context of NCI puts, I think everybody runs for the hills because of the previous discussions. I mean, having said that, the previous discussion on NCI puts, there was a draft consensus of this committee on that, which, you know, never.
But just a reminder that
got issued.
The previous discussion on NCI puts that also expanded beyond NCI, and it went to all puts on own equity. So I think the NCI is a bit of it adds some complications because you get into consolidations as well. But it is a broader issue, and the same questions arose back then, because even though the committee did, as we describe in the paper, did reach a consensus, it did suggest something different to the board. So,
I mean, the question here really is whether the committee is prepared to take on an issue that deals with, you know, whether settling in a variable number of shares is a, you know, makes something a gross liability.
Yeah. So I understand the other issue was when to record gross versus net. We're already accepting, okay, there are certain situations it has to be gross, and gross is described as when you have to deliver cash or financial assets. What I'm trying to carve out into this issue or carve into this issue is having to deliver a variable number of shares equivalent to having to deliver cash or other financial assets.
For purposes of that paragraph.
We have not done a technical analysis here. So
for us the question came in the form of NCI puts. It was put in. Yeah.
But we haven't done a technical analysis here, because when it was transferred to the board before, the board did decide to look at puts on own equity in comprehensively. So on that basis, we thought that it should be transferred to the board where it would be looked at consistently with other NCI puts or puts on own equity, whether they're cash settled or equity settled.
Yeah, I'm correct in using the phrase, in referring to NCI puts here, it's because the question was asked.
Yes.
In the context of NCI puts. So we do want to keep that consistent. I agree that when we've had our back and forth with the board, we ultimately wound up talking about all puts on an equity, but that was in the context of cash settled. I'm not sure, having been through that exercise, I'm looking down the table at the staff, if performing the technical analysis that Manuel alludes to would lead to any other conclusion other than we're still back at puts on own equity. The fact that, you know, variable number of shares, I'm not sure other than to drive a path through the standard would lead me to a different conclusion.
We haven't done the analysis, so I don't want to do the analysis on the fly. But
understood, yeah. But is there any probability in your mind that it would result differently?
Well, I mean, we know we have existing problems with IS 32 that we're addressing.
Yeah.
And that there are some issues surrounding how to deal with puts on own equity, even if they are cash settled, and where paragraph 23 is relatively clear. I don't know whether the variable share settlement is going to be a much easier analysis to get to a conclusion on than the cash settled puts.
That was the question answer I was hoping for. Tony?
Yeah, I agree with Bob and with John that this is it's a broader issue than simply accounting for written puts over NCI. It's an issue about writing puts over equity. But my sense is very much as Manuel just described it, that all of the same traps that were fallen into during the previous discussion exist here as well. And I can see a lot of analysis, similar conclusions perhaps, and then all of the same problems we had before. So I would support the agenda decision proposed by the staff.
Show of hands, those who would support the agenda decision. Okay.
How many did you get?
Pardon me?
Ten in favor.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're scheduled to return from lunch at 2:00.